Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Imtiaz and I'm a physician in the community here. Well, the real reason I'm here and the real reason I support CARE is because I support CARE's secret agenda to promote Sharia law in the United States. Well, that's a joke and it's not true. Because actually, as we all know, Sharia came to the US in 1789 when the Constitution was ratified, well before CARE came into existence. Well, all jokes aside, I support CARE because I remember a time when there was no CARE. I remember waking up as a six-year-old on May 27th, 1986, a day of fasting in Ramadan, the morning after Ismail and Leila Farouki were killed. As a child, I remember the people crying, the shock, the disbelief. I remember going to Taraweeh that night and the look on people's faces. As I would later learn, no one wanted to stand up and speak to the media because there was so much fear. I often still go to Ismail and Leila Farouki's grave, so it's a memory that doesn't leave me. A few years ago, my friends and I embarked on a simple project to build the mosque. And though the land was zoned for commercial use, Ben Salem Township dragged us through 8 zoning hearings, finally turning us down. And the hearing process was full of discriminatory innuendo and dog whistles. So we turned to CARE Philadelphia. CARE brought on board the country's leading religious land use attorney to lead our case. Together, we filed a complaint with the United States Federal Department of Justice. About a year later, the Obama administration also filed suit against Ben Salem Township. Today, when we go to court, it's the United States of America and the Ben Salem Masjid versus Ben Salem Township. This case has been widely profiled in the news media, such as the New York Times. It's creating a precedent for other townships and other people who have discriminatory intent. We're working with CARE to stand up and make a statement, to stand up and say, this is our home and this is our country and we're not going anywhere.